Welcome to Zichu Daf Sin Mani Mani Rabbi Ram Golder, and today Maseches Kedushin Daf Nun Gimel, the second parak Ish Mekadesh. The Zichu Maseches Kedushin program has been generously sponsored as a schutz for Chazakas Torah. So the fitas we're going to focus on, number one, a brisa derives from a series of drushas that a Kohen can never divide his share of one carbon against another, meaning offering his portion of one carbon in exchange for his fellow's portion in another carbon. They're derived as successively greater Kedushin. Number one, she'in chokin menachos k'neged zvachim. Kohanim cannot divide menachos against karbanos. Number two, nor even menachos against bird karbanos, although a mincha sometimes replaces a bird carbon in case of poverty. Number three, nor even birds against animals, although both are mine damin, types of blood offerings. Number four, nor even menachos against other menachos, although both are prepared by hand, as opposed to birds and animals, where animals are shechted with a knife and birds are slaughtered with malika by hand. Number five, not only machmos k'neged marcheshes, a shallow pan mincha against a deep pan mincha, but even against other menachos of the same type brought by different people. And number six, nor even kachim kalim against each other. The braisa also derives that every adult kohen receives a portion of the karbanos, including a balmum who cannot perform a vodah, but a katan does not, even if he's unblemished. Point number two, in the Mishnah Daf Nun Beis Amud Beis, Rav Meir taught that kedushin made unknowingly with hekdesh is invalid, and Rav Yehuda disagrees. Rav Yehuda said that kedushin made mistaken with Meiser Shein is invalid, and Rabbi Meir disagrees. Rabbi Yaakov reported hearing Rabbi Yochanan explain that in one of these rulings, the woman would be unwilling to accept Kedushin with the item, had she known its status, and in the other, both parties are unwilling to affect Kedushin with it. However, Rabbi Yaakov was unsure which was said about which. Rabbi Yirmi suggested that regarding Meister Sheni, she's unwilling to accept Mishum Tircha De'orcha because of the effort of the journey to eat it in Yerushalayim, but the man would be willing to use it for Kedushin to Nikne Itisam Imela, to acquire a wife easily. Both would be unwilling to use hekdesh for kedushin, the nitzkel hekdesh al yadayu, thereby causing hekdesh to become chulin through them. Rabbi Yaakov was uncertain because the opposite could be argued. Even the husband could be unwilling to use Meiser Sheni, Mishum Unsa De'orcha, because the possible loss of the Meiser during the journey is his responsibility, since she cannot use it until reaching Yerushalayim. He may, however, be willing to use Hekdesh, making it chulin and having to repay, thereby easily acquiring a wife if he did not have money at the time. And pointing with you, Rava asked Rav Chisa, according to Rabbi Meir, that Kedushin made unknowingly with Hekdesh is ineffective. Does the money become chulin through the attempted act of Kedushin? Rav Chisa responded, Isha ein miskadeshes. Since the woman is not married and the transaction was void, Maus heyoch yetzu chulin. How could the money become chulin? Rav Chia bar Avin asked Rav Chisda if Rabbi Meir would validate a sale made unknowingly with Hekdesh money, and he answered, Afa mecher lokana. Even with a sale, the buyer does not acquire it. Rashi notes that according to Rabbi Meir, it emerges that mi'il, which is only liable when unintentional, is only possible when mistakenly consuming Hekdesh, which effectively removes it from Hekdesh's domain. All unwitting transactions are ineffective, so the money remains Hekdesh. This point is made by Bar Pada on Daf Nundalat Amud Beis. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, a braisa derives from a series of drushas that a kohen can never divide his share of one carbon against another, meaning offering his portion in one carbon in exchange for his fellow's portion in another carbon. They're derived as successively greater chidushin. Number one, she'in chokin menachos k'neged zvachim. Kohanim cannot divide menachos against karbanos. Number two, nor even menachos against bird karbanos, although a mincha sometimes replaces a bird carbon in case of poverty. Number three, nor even birds against animals, although both are mine damin, types of blood offerings. Number four, nor even menachos against other menachos, although both are prepared by hand, as opposed to birds and animals, where animals are shechted with a knife and birds are slaughtered with malika by hand. Number five, not only machmos k'neged marcheshes, a shallow pan mincha against a deep pan mincha, but even against other menachos of the same type brought by different people. And number six, nor even kachim kalim against each other. The braisa also derives that every adult kohen receives a portion of the karbanos, including a balmum who cannot perform a vodah, but a katan does not, even if he's unblemished. Point number two, in the Mishnah Daf Nun Beis Amud Beis, Rav Meir taught that kedushin made unknowingly with hekdesh is invalid, and Rav Yehuda disagrees. Rav Yehuda said that kedushin made mistakenly with Meiser Sheni is invalid, and Rabbi Meir disagrees. Rabbi Yaakov reported hearing Rabbi Yochanan explain that in one of these rulings, the woman would be unwilling to accept Kedushin with the item, had she known its status, and in the other, both parties are unwilling to affect Kedushin with it. However, Rabbi Yaakov was unsure which was said about which. Rabbi Yirmi suggested that regarding Meiser Sheni, she's unwilling to accept Mishum Tircha De'orcha because of the effort of the journey to eat it in Yerushalayim, but the man would be willing to use it for Kedushin to Nikne Itisam Imela, to acquire a wife easily. Both would be unwilling to use hekdesh for kedushin, the nitzkel hekdesh al yadayu, thereby causing hekdesh to become chulin through them. Rabbi Yaakov was uncertain because the opposite could be argued. Even the husband could be unwilling to use Maaser Sheni, Mishum Unsa De'Orcha, because the possible loss of the Maaser during the journey is his responsibility, since she cannot use it until reaching Yerushalayim. He may, however, be willing to use Hekdesh, making it Chulin and having to repay, thereby easily acquiring a wife if he did not have money at the time. And pointing with you, Rama asks Rav Chisa, according to Rabbi Meir, that Kedusha made unknowingly with Hekdesh is ineffective. Does the money become Chulin through the attempted act of Kedushin? Rav Chisda responded, Isha ein miskadeshes. Since the woman is not married and the transaction was void, maus heyoch yetzu l'chuin. How could the money become chuin? Rav Chiya bar Avin asked Rav Chisda if Rabbi Meir would validate a sale made unknowingly with Hekdesh money, and he answered, af mecher lokana. Even with a sale, the buyer does not acquire it. Rashi notes that according to Rabbi Meir, it emerges that mi'il, which is only liable when unintentional, is only possible when mistakenly consuming Hekdesh, which effectively removes it from Hekdesh's domain. All unwitting transactions are ineffective, so the money remains hektish. This point is made by Bar Pada on Daf Nun Dalet Amud Beis. All right, so now we go to Siman Daf Nun Gimel, and our standard Siman is a Nigerian prince. A Nigerian prince. So here goes. The Nigerian prince in the diamond-studded carriage on his way to see the temple, who was shocked to read that Kohanim could not trade their shares in various offerings, overheard a woman tell a man she's unwilling to accept his kedushin that was unknowingly made using Maaser Sheni money because of the effort to take it to Yerushalayim. After his first attempt at kedushin made unknowingly using Hekdesh failed, with the money remaining Hekdesh. Once again, slow motion. The Nigerian prince, that must be more than Daf Nun Gimel. The Nigerian prince in the diamond-studded carriage on his way to see the temple, who was shocked to read that Kohanim could not trade their shares in various offerings, which reminds us a brisa derives from a series of drushas, that a Kohen can never divide his share of one carbon against another, meaning offering his portion in one carbon in exchange for his fellow's portion in another carbon. So the Nigerian prince in the diamond-studded carriage on his way to see the temple, who was shocked to read that Kohanim could not trade their shares in various offerings, overheard a woman tell a man she's unwilling to accept his kedushin that was unknowingly made using my Sheni money because of the effort to take it to Yerushalayim, which reminds us in the Mishnah Daf Nun Beis Amud Beis, Rav Meir taught that Kedushin made unknowing with Hekdesh is invalid, and Rav Yehuda disagrees. Rav Yehuda had said that Kedushin made mistaken with Maaser Sheni is invalid, and Rav Meir disagrees. Rav Yaakov reported hearing Rav Yochanan explain that in one of these rulings, the woman would be unwilling to accept Kedushin with the item, had she known its status, and in the other, both parties are unwilling to affect Kedushin with it. However, Rav Yaakov was unsure which was said about which. Rav Yirmi suggested that regarding Maaser Sheni, she's unwilling to accept him, Yishum Tircha the because the effort of the journey to eat it in Yerushalayim, but the man would be willing to use it for Kedushin to acquire a wife easily. Both would be unwilling to use Hekdesh for Kedushin, thereby causing Hekdesh to become Chulin through them. Rabbi Yaakov was uncertain because the opposite could be argued. So the Nigerian prince in the diamond-studded carriage on his way to see the temple, who was shocked to read that Kohanim could not trade their shares in various offerings, overheard a woman tell men that she's unwilling to accept the Kedushin that was unknowingly made using Maaser Sheni money because of the effort to take it to Yerushalayim. After his first attempt at Kedushin made unknowingly using Hekdesh failed, with the money remaining Hekdesh, which reminds us, Rava asked Rav Chisda, according to Rabbi Meir, that Kedushin made unknowingly with Hekdesh is ineffective. Does the money become Chulin through the attempted act of Kedushin? Rav Chisda responded, Isha Amos Kadesh, since the woman is not married and the transaction was void, Maus Heyoch Yetzu L'Chulin. How could the money become Chulin? So once again, the Nigerian prince in the diamond-studded carriage on his way to see the temple, who was shocked to read that Kohanim could not trade their shares in various offerings, overheard a woman tell a man that she was unwilling to accept his kedushin that was unknowingly made using Maaser Sheni money because of the effort to take it to Yerushalayim. After his first attempt at the kedushin made unknowingly using Hekdesh failed, with the money remaining Hekdesh. All right, so now it's time for four blah blah chazara. Daf Mem Test. So the Simmer Daf Mem Test relates to meat, and we use a butcher. So here goes. When the butcher, that must be on Daf Mem Tes, meat. When the butcher realized that downplaying his yichus didn't work, when he was Makadosh a woman on condition he was a Levi, when in fact he was a Kohen, which reminds us, Ula said that the Malchus of the Mishnah regarding a woman who receives something of greater value than what she agreed to accept for Kedushin only pertains to a monetary advantage of a Beshevach Yuchsin, but where the mistake concerns an advantage in lineage, Dibriya Kol Einu Mekudesh, as everyone agrees she's not married because she may say, a shoe which is too big for my foot, I don't need, meaning she may not want a husband of greater stature. An example of this would be a man who marries a woman on condition that he's a Levi, and he's really a Kohen. So when the butcher realized that downplaying his yichus didn't work, when he was Makadosh a woman on condition he was a Levi, when in fact he was a Kohen, he decided to be Makadosh on condition he was a Tzadik Chacham Gibor and Asher, which reminds us, a Braisa lists numerous terms that a man may say about himself in a condition to Kedushin, and defines him, such as saying to a woman that he's marrying her on condition that he's a Chacham Gibor Asher, or Tzadik. So When the butcher realized that downplaying his yichus didn't work when he was mekadosh a woman on condition he was a Levi, when in fact he was a Kohen, he decided he'd be mekadosh on condition he was a tzaddik chacham gibur and asher, and showed her plans to move his butcher shop to the land where nine portions of wisdom descended, in the city where nine portions of beauty fell, which reminds us. The Gemara lists 14 traits and notes that 9/10 of each trait descended to a particular group or land. It begins, Asar Kabin Chochma Yardu Olam, 10 measures of wisdom descended to the world. Eretz Yisrael took 9 of them, and the rest of the world took the remaining 1. 10 measures of beauty descended to the world. Yerushalayim took 9 of them, and the rest of the world took the remaining 1. So once again, when the butcher realized that downplaying his yichus didn't work when he was mekadosh a woman on condition he was a Levi, when in fact he was a Kohen, he decided to be mekadosh on condition he was a tzaddik chacham gibur and asher, and showed her plans to move his butcher shop to the land where nine portions of wisdom descended, in the city where nine portions of beauty fell. Daf Nun. So the Simur Daf Nun is a non-stop flight. So here goes. The man who wanted to retract the sale of his possessions because his non-stop aliyah flight, non-stop flight? That must be on Daf Nun. The man who wanted to retract the sale of his possessions because his non-stop aliyah flight to Israel was canceled, which reminds us, the Gemara relates that a man sold his possessions with the intention of moving to Eretz Israel, but did not mention this at the time of sale. He was ultimately prevented from going and wanted to retract the sales. Rava said, ha-bidvarim shebalev, his thoughts are intentions in his heart. Bidvarim shebalev einam dvarim, and unexpressed intentions in the heart are not considered binding intentions. The Gemara seeks a source for this principle. So the man who wanted to retract the sale of his possessions because his non-stop aliyah flight to Israel was canceled, was told by the buyer that he had already given them away as bridal gifts, which reminds us, the third mission the Dove teaches, that if someone was mekadosh for less than a pruta and afterwards sent bridal gifts to the woman, she's still not married. Shemachmas kedushin harishon mishalach, because he sent them based on the original ineffective marriage and did not intend them as new kedushin money. When someone sends bridal gifts before having attempted kedushin, Rav Huna says, hoshishin lisibonos, we are concerned that the bridal gifts were intended as kedushin. So, the man who wanted to retract the sale of his possessions because his non-stop aliyah flight to Israel was canceled, was told by the buyer that he had already given them away as bridal gifts before attempting kedushin with two sisters at the same time, which reminds us, the next mission states, Mekadosh Ish Ubita, one is Mekadosh a woman and her daughter simultaneously, or Isha Valchosa Ka'achas, or a woman and her sister simultaneously, Inam Mekudashos, neither woman is married. This is based on Rabbah's principle, Koshe Inu Bezeh Achazeh, whatever cannot take effect one after the other. Afil Babas Achaz Eno, even when done simultaneously, it cannot take effect. Since marrying one woman makes subsequent Kedushin with a sister ineffective, so marrying both simultaneously does not affect any Kedushin. Daphnin Olive. So the Simmer Daphnin Olive is a beaver because beavers gnaw. So here goes. The strange man in the diamond-studded beaver pelt hat. That must be one Daphnin Olive. Gnaw. Beavers gnaw. The strange man in the diamond-studded beaver pelt hat, who declared half of each kernel miser in 20% of his grain, which reminds us that one of the exceptions to the rule of Kol She'enu Bezeh Achazeh Afilu Bas Achazeinu is miser, since one can declare half of each grain miser. So the strange man in the diamond-studded beaver pelt hat, who declared half of each kernel miser in 20% of his grain, was so delighted when he got the news by the beaver dam that his kedushin to one of two sisters was valid, which reminds us that we hold like a bai that kedushin she'in musurim labia, such as marrying one of two sisters, the kedushin is valid. So the strange man in the diamond-studded beaver pelt hat, who declared half of each kernel miser in 20% of his grain, was so delighted when he got the news by the beaver dam that his kedushin to one of two sisters was valid, that he accepted kedushin for one of his two daughters, intending his younger one, because he did not want to abandon the kedushin money, nor the mitzvah. Which reminds us, if one married off one of his two daughters, we assume that it's the minor daughter and not the adult daughter, since a person will not abandon something from which he will benefit, such as the kedushin money, nor a mitzvah, which is incumbent upon him. Daphnin Beis. So the Simur Daphnin Beis is a newbie to Yiddishkeit. So here goes. The newbie to Yiddishkeit, that must be more Daph Nun Beis. The newbie to Yiddishkeit with the diamond-studded kippah who had just come out of class about not using stolen goods for kedushin, which reminds us, Rav said we can infer four laws from the previous Mishnah Daf Nun Amud Beis, including Kitcha Begezla in Mekudeshes. If one is Mekadesh, a woman with stolen goods, she's not married, Afil Begezla Dida, even with stolen goods, which are hers. So the newbie to Yiddishkeit with the diamond-studded kippah who had just come out of class about not using stolen goods for kedushin, witnessed a brewer tell his employee that he should have used the company's stronger date remnants to be mekadosh a woman, which reminds us. The Gemara relates an incident in which a brewer was mekadosh a woman with date remnants belonging to his employer. When the employer realized, he said, why didn't you give it from the stronger remnants instead? Rubber ruled that his comment cannot be interpreted as approval, although it can be regarding Truma. Rubb explains regarding the Kedushin that the employer made his comment out of embarrassment not to allow his employee to keep the remnants as opposed to Truma, which he's obligated to separate. So the newbie to Yiddishkeit with a diamond studded kippah, who had just come out of a class about not using stolen goods for Kedushin, witnessed a brewer tell his employee that he should have used the company's stronger date remnants to be Mekadesh a woman, and that he was wise he didn't use his hektish on the table since it doesn't technically even belong to him. Which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, a Mekadesh b'chelko, one is Mekadesh a woman with his portion of meat from a carbon, whether it's kachi kachim or kachim kalim, the Kedushin is not valid because the meat is not his personal property and only his to eat. In a Bryce, Rav Yehuda says that Kedushin with carbon meat is valid, and the Gemara explains that both opinions are based on one pasuk. Rav Yochanan said a vote was taken which concluded that such Kedushin is invalid, but Rav says it remains a machlokas. All right, so now it's time to conclude our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1, which doesn't mean that when one is Mekadesh a woman with meat from his carbon, the Kedushin is invalid? That's on Daf. Nun Beis. Good. Number 2, which of the one Kohanim are not allowed to exchange portions in their offerings? That's on Daf. Nun Gimel. Good. Number 3, which Daf do we discuss what the din is in a case where a man was Mekadesh a woman with wine and it turned out to be honey? That's on Daf. Memchas. Good. Number 4, which of the one, if one is Mekadesh a woman with stolen goods, even with stolen goods which are hers, the Kedushin is invalid? That's on Daf. Nun Beis. Good. Number 5. Which of the one, if one married off one of his two daughters, we assume it's the minor daughter because a person will not abandon something from which he will get benefit, nor will he abandon doing a mitzvah. That's on Daf. Nun Aleph. Good. Number 6. Which of the one, the hektish that was unknowingly used for Kedushin is not effective and it remains hektish. That's on Daf. Nun Gimel. Good. Number 7. Which of the learn when we're concerned for Sivlonos, that someone sent bridal gifts as a form of Kedushin? That's on Daf. Nun. Good. Number 8. Which of the learn if a woman is embarrassed to demand the final dinar of Amana that was given as Kedushin? That's on Daf. Mem Zayin. Good. Number 9. Which of the learn a woman would not want to accept Mais or Shane money as Kedushin money because of the Tircha to take it up to Yerushalayim? That's on Daf. Nun Gimel. Good. Number 10. Which of the one that one can declare half a kernel of grain, Meister? That's on Dove. Nun Aleph. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldhar from Zichron, wishing you a great day and great learning.